Torah says in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, "Vatat Tetzaveh Bnei Yisrael, Bikhu Elecha Shem and Zayi Zoch Chosis Lamaor Lahalos Ner Tami." That is the mitzvah of the Hadlokas HaMenorah, that you use Shem and Zayis, and you are Lahalos Ner Tami. And the question that's raised in the Sefer Yitav Lev, from the Satmar dynasty, what's this Lahalos Ner Tamid? Why don't you just say Lahadlik Ner Tamid? What's Lahalos? Why a Lashon uplifting the Ner Tamid? Lahadlik Ner Tamid. Why do you have to say Lahalos Ner Tamid? Just say Lahadlik. That's one question. Then in Parshas B'Shalach, which is the reading from Purim morning. Well, the end is the reading from Purim morning about Amalek. But right before that, which we don't read on Purim morning, but the pasuk before is Vayikra Hashem Amokam Maso Meriva Riv Bnei Yisrael Val Nososu Mes Hashem Limor Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Imayim. That Klal Yisrael were doubting. They were saying, is God amongst us or not? Yesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Imayim. So the Yitav Lev asks, what's the Hava mean? I mean, they saw all this Nisim v'Niflos. They still have a question? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu u'mayin? And then right after that is Vayovo Amalek. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, famous thing, Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands, and, you know, when he lifted the hands, then Klal Yisrael won. When he put down his hands, then Amalek won. And the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, when they lifted his hands, they looked in Shamayim, and they thought about the Ribono Shel Olam, and they were shabed themselves to the Ribono Shel Olam. But let's have a greater understanding of what does it mean, what's the whole idea of lifting the hands. So again, we have, the first question is, what's Lahalos Ner Tamid? Why not Lahalik? Lahadlik? What's Lahalos? Number two, what is Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu Mayim? How did they have such a doubt? They saw all the miracles. They're doubting, is God amongst us or not? And number three, what's the story with the lifting of the hands? What is that all about? So we know the famous Chazal, the that Klal Yisrael was in Rephidim, right? Vayavo Abolik Valachem Yisrael Berfidim, which was a place. Chazal say in Sanhedrin, Refidim, my Lashon Refidim, Rav Lezer Omer Refidim Shema. That was the name of the place. Yeshua Omer Sheripu Atzma Midivrei Torah. Which literally means that they were weakened in Torah. So we have to understand, and therefore they were vulnerable to Amalek. And we have to understand what's that all about. So the Sefer Yitav Lev quotes, he asks all these questions. Yeah, Tatatzave, Yesh Ledaktek on page 7, Al Kefil Haloshin Vatatatzave. What's Vatatatzave? And what's Lalos Ner Tomid? Why not Lahadlik? All these questions. So he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, page 9, which the Noam Megadim, one of the great Hasidic Sfarim, expounds on this pasuk. He says, "Zamru Hashem ki geyus osa." That we praise God because He created Gaiva. Zamru Hashem ki geyus osa. And then the pasuk continued, Sali Varoni, right? Famous pasuk, Yoshevit Sion. A double lashon, Sali Varoni. So what's this double lashon Sali Varoni. So again, why do we praise God Ki Geyus Osa? And what's the Tzali Varoni? So the Sefer Noam Megodin says the following. That there are two good purposes for Gaiva. One good purpose. Look on page 15, third column. Noshav l'dreinu na'al. Chol shekein v'kal v'chom heim. Inamar. D'luay ha... He born ba'olam klal amidas ha'bilti tovos ha'bilti aguros ha'zai ha'bal ha'bechira v'schar ha'yabot al ha'bechira v'schar v'onish. In other words, he said, number one, if there would be no gaiva in the world, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates these bad midos so you could overcome them. In other words, so if a person is going to succumb, so then Taka wasn't so good that there was gaiva around. But if you're a tzaddik and you can overcome, so it's good that these bad things are around, and then you can overcome, then you get schar for being able to overcome these bad traits. And that's, he explains, the whole idea, the Noam Megodin, that we know we get matzah, dafka from something that can become chametz, right? The pasuk says Lo sochal olav chametz in Re'eh on page 21. Shivas yomim tochal olav matzos. And the Gemara darshins in Psachim that the only thing that you can make matzah from is the chamesh minei dogon, because those are the things that can become chametz. So the Noam Megodin asks the obvious kasha: wouldn't you think we want to get something that dafka can't become chametz because we want to be marchik so much from chametz? So why are we getting something that dafka can become chametz? And we're not letting it become chametz to use for matzah. The Torah should have said, make matzah from something that can never become chametz. The answer is that the idea in this world is that there is a bechira, there is a yetzahara, and yet we overcome. So that's the godless of this world. That's the challenge, or else there would be no challenge. Then there's no point in this world. The point of the world is that we should come to this world and we should be tzaddikim and overcome the difficulties. But if there's no challenge, there's no point in the world. So that's the idea. Dafka make chametz from something. Dafka make matzah from something that could have become chametz, and you made sure it didn't become chametz. But if it didn't even have potential to become chametz, then not. Oh, so that's the idea over here. That a tzaddik. In other words, all these bad midos are good for the tzaddik. Why? Because this will, he'll be able to overcome. So the mela, he'll get schar for overcoming it. And that's the idea of the matzah. And we make matzah for something that there's a challenge. If there's no challenge, then there's nothing to talk about. However, there's another point. And that is that gaiva in this context, in a good context, is self-confidence. Gaiva to Kedusha. He writes in the Yitav Lev on page 12. I mean, it's all from the Noam Megodin. Here, take a look. You don't have to go back. Take a look at the Noam Megodin. Long piece here. Just see where he makes that comment. But the comment that he makes is that the two positive aspects of gaiva are the fact that you'll be able to overcome the bad gaiva, and you'll be able to use the good gaiva for self-confidence to accomplish something in avodas Hashem. And that's the double lashon, sali veroni, the Noam Magadan explains. That sali veroni means that the tzaddik has a double reason to rejoice, because zamru Hashem ki geyos osa, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created gaiva. He created, in other words, number one, because he'll control the wrong gaiva and he'll be able to overcome, and the proper gaiva, which is self-confidence, to be able to accomplish something, he'll do that as well. And that's the idea of Tzali Varoni. So Zamru Hashem Kegeus Osa, that we should praise Hashem, Kegeus Osa. Who's the one praising Hashem? Yoshev Sion. Yoshev Sion are the Tzadikim who are sitting in Sion. And they are Tzali Varoni. They have double simcha, because they're using the gaiva for what? The bad gaiva and overcoming it. And then the good gaiva, which is a self-confidence, like the Gemara says, a Talmid Chacham is supposed to have a shminis of gaiva. In other words, you can't always say that you can't do something, because if you can't do something, then you won't do something. Like Rabbi Taragin said in the Beis Medrash, it'll become a self-fulfilling prophecy that you'll convince yourself you can't do it, and then you'll never do it. But a person has to realize that he has abilities and he can accomplish something. But if he doesn't have that, you know, self-value, then he's not gonna do it. So that's the Zamru Hashem Kegeyos Hasa. We praise God. He created gaiva for a double reason. Tzali Varoni. That the bad gaiva that Tzadik overcomes, and the good gaiva he uses it to accomplish. So says the Yitavlev, going back, that's the pshat in the Pasuk Vatat Tzave. Take a look. On page 7, it's like this. Third column, second arrow. Al derech zeh kosher mefarshim. Hayinu siv zamer yosem ki yidun so. Ki tzorech lefom lechos b'midas hagayvi mitzad an shoma v'amalas tova shabo. L'kani b'yirs Hashem kol hayom. So he says like this. What's the first question we had? The second question we had, what's the Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu umayin? So he explains in the bottom of the third column, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu umayin, al derech hadrash, means they weren't sure, how should they view Hashem? How should they have their own, should they view themselves as an ayin, as a nothing, or as a yesh? Which is the proper way? Hayesh or ayin? And the answer was that if you don't have a yesh, then you're going to come to do bir refidim, then rafu yadehim, and then it's al-Molek. Because al-Molek's whole idea is to try to show to you that you're a nothing. So if you have that thing, you're not sure that you have abilities, that's where al-Molek will bolster that idea, that you're an ayin, and therefore you won't accomplish. So that's the thing. Since they weren't sure, hayesh Hashem b'kibbeinu am ayin, so then vayovo al-Molek. And that's Zemra, and that's the idea, Atat Tzave. Why Atat Tzave? So says the Yitav Lev on page 8. Who's Atat? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Onov Mikol Adam. But even Moshe Rabbeinu has to have a certain level of gaiva. Lahalos. He has to bring the people up. He can't be preaching to the people that everyone's a gornished. Everyone's an ayin. Lahalos ner tomit. Ata, Moshe Rabbeinu, you, the big Anav, you have to preach how there has to be a nice measure of self-confidence also. It can't be just anivas of Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. It has to be also Bishvili Nivra Olam. It has to be a certain level of, like Rabbi Taragin mentioned, it has to be a certain level of self-confidence. And that's Vata. Ata Daikash, Ata Anav Ma'od. You have to tell them, and Shemin Zayizach is Chochma. Shemin represents Chochma, because it's a Chochma to know how to balance it. because if you have bad gaiva, that's the worst thing. You're a haughty person, you look down on people, you carry yourself in haughtiness, that's no good. But you, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's an anav, take the Shemen Zayis, take the Chochma, and teach the people how to make that balance between proper gaiva and improper gaiva. Because the tzaddik knows how to differentiate, and that's the double lashon of the tzali varoni. The tzaddik takes the bad gaiva and he knocks it down. And he takes the good gaiva and he uses it for good purposes. And that's Rabosai, the whole idea of Amalek. Amalek, we know, Asher Korcha Baderech. They always cool us off. They don't want us to accomplish. They don't want us to do anything. And what do they want us to think? We're nothing. The Ozhava Rebbe, on page 25, arrow on the left side, Tishkach is Tash Koach. Tash Koach means you have no power. You're nothing. You can't accomplish. The Milchama of Amalek is Lo Tishkach. Don't think you're a Tash Koach. Don't think you're a nothing. That you don't have any power. That's why I entitled it La'alos Ner Tamid is the Yisod of Milchemes Amalek. Because the Milchemes Amalek of Asher Korcha is trying to teach you that you're a nothing. And that's what he writes here, the Ozhava Rebbe, on page 26 on the bottom. Lo Tishkach. Mitach HaShemayim Lo Tishkach. Tishkach is Tash Koach. Don't think that you're a Tash Koach. You have to realize that you have capabilities. Of course, you can't flaunt them, and you can't act with gaiva dick. That's the bad gaiva. But you have to have that balance. Ata, Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu can teach the balance, because he's the biggest anav. He can be the one to show the chachma of where to implement l'ha'alos ner tamid, where to implement this idea of raising yourself high. Doing it in a way, not with gaiva of arrogance, but in a very fine manner, to get self-confidence, that you can have self-confidence to accomplish, to do things in life, to learn, to do chesed, to build a family, all these things. But you need that self-confidence. If you have the feeling that I'm a tashkoach, that's what Amalek wants you to have, that you're a tashko, you're a weakling, you can't do anything. Lo tishkach. Don't think that you're a tash koach. And that's lahalos. Don't think, hayesh Hashem mikubeinu ayin, that you're an ayin. If you think you're an ayin, then you're not going to do anything, and then vayavo Amalek, and Amalek will feed on that attitude. Amalek will feed on that attitude. Because that's the attitude that I can't accomplish, I can't do. So, again, the wrong gaiva is a terrible thing. Haughty people, as the Gemara says in Sota, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't stand them. I can't live in the world with them. Right? The world is not big enough for me and them, the Gemara says in Sota. But Shminis Shminis, everyone has to have a measure of healthy self-esteem and healthy self-confidence. And Zamru Hashem, and we praise Hashem Ki Geyus Oso, that He created this. Because, again, who's praising Hashem? Tali Varoni, Yoshevet Sion. The Yoshevet Sion, the people in Sion, the tzaddikim in Sion, who master both things. They master rejecting the bad gaiva, but implementing the good gaiva. That's the Tzali Varoni. And that's what Milchemes Amalek is. Milchemes Amalek is Asher Karcha. They want to cool us off, tell us not to do things. We don't have to do it. We're not good enough. To break our balloons, to pop the balloon, to take our spirit out of us, and to say we're tashkoach. So the answer is lahalos ne'tomit. That Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us that. He's the big anav, and yet he's saying to us lahalos, not lahadlik. Lahadlik just tells us, but lahalos lashon raising oneself. Raising oneself just means having self-esteem and self-confidence that you can accomplish. You could learn, again, within reason. A person shouldn't have, crazy ideas what he can accomplish. But within reason, what he can accomplish. And then, that's the defeat of Amalek. So whether we have Amalek Buzmanazah, we don't, it's a question who Amalek is, we're not. But this struggle that people have is a very important internal struggle. And that's Lahalos Ner Tomid, and that's going to be the ultimate victory of Milchemes Amalek. Okay, everybody, so we're going to daven Mincha in a couple of minutes. Again, anyone who wants to bring things to the shul on Shabbos should speak to Yoni. He has a box that you can put your stuff in. Well, Bez Hashem will have Shal Shud. We'll have a packet on Simchas Purim and Viboy Hapnimius for the Brit Shul. We want everyone to come. It should be nice to be together on Shabbos leading into Purim, having Mincha together, Shal Shudas together, the Kriyas Megillah, Mesiba, then come back to the Yeshiva Mesiba. So it should be a nice Purim spent together. There's a shit.